U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and CDC.
What more can you say about Iowa basketball at this point? And that may or may not be a rhetorical question, depending on how you approach it. 319-366-1600.
You're from freaking Iowa.
This aggression will not stand, man.
From the heart of eastern Iowa and the insert name of sponsor here, studio.
Don't worry, nobody's listening anyway.
It's the Todd Brommelkamp Show.
As much as this feels like a low point, we were right at this point last year. I don't think we were 1-7, but it's gonna take all everyone in the program to get this turned around.
Maybe a couple people who aren't in the program anymore. Peter Jock, welcome in the Todd Brommelkamp Show, along with Alex Kuhn with you till 7 o'clock tonight. Not on all three frequencies. We'll get to that in just a little bit. 1600 AM, our historic main gym, 106.3 FM, our south gym in Iowa City, and 107.5 FM, the north gym here in Cedar Rapids. Great show for you. John Walters, play-by-play voice of the Iowa State Cyclones, set to join us coming up at the bottom of the hour. Iowa State in Austin tonight to take on the Texas Longhorns, their second and final meeting of the year unless they cross paths at the Big 12 tournament. Mac McCausland will be with us at 5 o'clock as well. We, of course, will take a deep dive into this year's Super Bowl matchup, which for a very short time on Sunday afternoon certainly looked like it was quite possibly going to be Jacksonville and Philadelphia. Well, 50% of that came true. Vikings fan, I'm right there with you, Vikings fans. I was so sick to my stomach. I've been on the bandwagon for 9-10 days. I almost called in sick today.
I was going to ask you, is this the most frustrated you've been in all your days?
In all my days as a Vikings fan, last night was. And then I thought, you know what? I can't. There's no humor in this to me. Because I know people take this very seriously, and I've tried to have some fun with the Vikings over the last week and a half, 2 weeks. And I did, from the bottom of my heart, I did mean genuinely that I was rooting for the Vikings. Because, I did feel that connection to that fan base. As a fan of the Chicago Cubs and longtime futility, and you can only have so many Brant Brown moments in your life before you can't take it anymore, and people are still, Vikings fans are still talking about 1998, and they're still talking about the Brett Favre interception, and now they're going to be talking about having their rear ends handed to them by Nick Foles, who next year in training camp is going to be a backup quarterback again. He knows it. Carson Wentz knows it. Everybody knows it. And yet he's taken his team to the Super Bowl, and now all of a sudden Minneapolis is going to be inundated by two insufferable, well, depending on who you talk to, NFL fan bases. If I lived in the Twin Cities over the next couple weeks, I think I would look long and hard at maybe taking a vacation, a last minute booking to Cabo or the Dominican Republic, or just get me out of town so I don't have to deal with the Patriots and the Eagles fans. But all of that today takes a back seat, unfortunately, to Iowa basketball and the Hawkeyes' latest game, which was played, I'm told, I was kidding, I was there, Saturday afternoon, 87-64, Hawkeyes on the wrong end of that score. You saw it coming a mile away. Rob Howe from HawkeyeNation.com and I were talking on Friday at the very end of the show, 12.5. Purdue's only favored by 12.5. Oh, that line stinks. Something's up. Something's amiss. No. It was just a bad number. Sometimes Vegas lays a bad number on the games, and that was one of them. Purdue shot the lights out. A new Big Ten record, of course, until the next time a team that shoots threes really well may play the Hawkeyes this year, because you just never know. A new Big Ten record, 20 made three-point baskets in a single game. And as far as low points go for the Hawkeyes, that was Jordan Bohannon, by the way, on the intro to the show today. Yeah, you can say this is where the team was at last year, but we all know that where the team was at last year and where the team is at right now, there is a major, major disparity between. And he's right. Well, I don't think we were 1-7 last year. No, you weren't. Well, you're 1-7 this year, and there's really no hope in sight other than maybe tomorrow night. It's an early 6 o'clock tip-off and a very down-to-earth Wisconsin team comes to Carver Hawkeye Arena. I mean, this is not the Wisconsin basketball team that we were used to seeing over the last decade or so. Bo Ryan and Greg Gard in his first season had the Badgers playing very good basketball. This year, well, they're struggling as well. So maybe it's a good opportunity for the Hawkeyes to break into the win column again tomorrow. But right now, 1-7 in Big Ten play, 10-11 on the season. And just a really bad opponent to come into Carver Hawkeye Arena on what was a truly, truly special day. I am not going to lie. I cannot tell you if I've ever been to a sporting event where I cried. And I found myself Saturday at halftime, and I'm not ashamed to admit this. Guys, I don't think you should be ashamed to admit to crying every once in a while. I am not ashamed to admit this, but I was crying on press row. And again, if you listened to the programs last week, anytime I talked about Chris Street, you could probably hear a little bit of emotion in my voice. I was 12 years old. And when you're 12 and 13, you're still naive enough to look up to people like college athletes, professional athletes. But in the case of Chris Street, I think he was as good as everybody has said he was, as far as, I don't necessarily think it's a bad thing to have people that looked up to Chris Street, but the emotion in that building, and granted, much of the oxygen was sucked out of the building by Purdue's performance in the first half, but the emotion in that building at halftime, first as the Chris Street Award winners were introduced, and it was great. I had just a moment to see Luke Recker before the game, but lots of former Iowa lettermen in attendance. But the guys that won the Chris Street Award, Greg Bruner, Adam Haluska, Jess Settles, who I think was an 8-time winner of the award. I could be mistaken on that. It's actually a 3-time award winner. All those guys introduced one by one, the guys who could make it back that were there in person. And then introducing Chris's teammates, the guys who were there. And notable absences, we talked with A.C. Earle on Friday's program. We knew he wasn't going to be there. Kenyon Murray couldn't be there. But to see those guys, Troy Skinner and Kevin Skillett and Russ Millard and Wade Looking Bill and some of these guys that you haven't seen in a really long time, and then they're on the bench where you had the number 40 jersey, the gold number 40 jersey, which the only way that I think you could honor Chris Street any better in the future would be to wear those beautiful, beautiful old Iowa basketball uniforms. I know everybody likes the 1980 throwbacks and that they wore a couple years ago for Kenny Arnold, but I am a child of nostalgia. If Iowa ever wore the gold uniforms like the number 40 Chris Street one that was draped on the seat, I'd be in. I'm in. Let's put it that way. Mike and Patty Street, Gary Close, and Tom Davis. And Gary Close introduced first, a former Iowa assistant, very, very close to Chris Street. And then Tom Davis, and I think that's where probably most of the people in the arena lost it on Saturday, was when Tom Davis was introduced and the place just erupted into cheers. And Davis is walking out, and he's walking to his team, and the tears are flowing down his cheeks. And then Mike and Patty came out onto the court, and the ceremony was over. But the only thing that was missing from Saturday's game was the Hawkeyes playing to the level of Chris Street, because they were about as far removed from his effort as you could possibly get. And 5 years ago, the 20-year anniversary, Wisconsin, when they took it to the Badgers, that was one hell of a way to honor Chris Street. This, I don't think anybody could have stopped Purdue on this particular day. They're 19-2 for a reason. That's what Fran McCaffrey said after the game. And it didn't get testy afterwards, but Fran McCaffrey was asked whether or not the lessons that he and the coaching staff are trying to impart to the players are getting through to them. And he said, I have every reason to believe that we're getting through to him. And somebody asked, well, why? Why do you believe that? Because there's a lot of people who aren't seeing it. And Fran's response was basically, because I'm seeing it. Okay. We'll see if it shows up tomorrow at Carver Hawkeye Arena. Very emotional game on Saturday. And Jordan Bohannon, by the way, 2-for-2 from the free throw line, now at 22 consecutive made free throws, closing in on Chris Street's school record. We had an opportunity to meet with Mike and Patty before the game on Saturday, and there was a great exchange talking about whether or not Chris Street's family wants to see his record broken. And we're going to play that for you coming up in a little bit before the program is over tonight. Also very excited about this, a debut of a new segment on the program, How Drunk is Robert Kraft? That is coming up before 7 o'clock. The owner of the Patriots last night accepting the AFC Championship trophy, pretty inebriated. But we will ask you, we'll let you listen, and then we will ask you, how drunk is Robert Kraft?
This isn't going to replace news or not news.
No, no, no. I'm hemorrhaging new ideas on this program, new segments all over the place. I watched that last night and I go, oh, that's a boom right there. How drunk is Robert Kraft? So we will ask you and then you will share your thoughts with us on the Hertin and Stocker text line, 319-366-1600. We've got a great giveaway for you today as well, all week long, as a matter of fact. We've got a $30 gift certificate to the Field House here in Cedar Rapids. So be listening for your chance to pick that up from us. I say the Field House, my mind immediately goes back to many, 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 many hazy nights in college on the Ped Mall in Iowa City. But this is the Field House in Cedar Rapids. We'll set you up with a $30 gift certificate before 7 o'clock tonight. You had a busy week. You're the Condé Nast traveler. You were all over the place.
I was. I left here at 8:30 on Friday. Got to the West Coast.
No, you left here at 5:30 on Friday.
Yeah, I hopped on a plane at 8:30 on Friday. Got to the
accuracy,
West Coast.
Very important.
At around 1 a.m. and I set my alarm for 9 a.m. Pacific time to get up to watch the Iowa basketball game. And let's just say I hit snooze and woke up about an hour later. Luckily, I had the game taped at home, but woke up an hour later.
You didn't miss anything.
No, I'm not going to sit here and say that I went back and watched that whole game.
You shouldn't have. You should have immediately seen the box score. One guy in double digits, delete.
Well, that's exactly what happened. I woke up. I checked my my score app. It was something to the effect of 62-32 in the midway through.
Let's see if I can find that exact. Oh, boy, I turned right to it. I think you're talking about 66-32
yes.
At the 15:35 mark of the second
wow.
half.
On a spot
free, on a free throw by Tyler Cook.
66-32 was what I saw on my score app, and I basically hit the snooze button and said, yeah, I'll
most of the people in Carver Hawkeye
one.
Were hitting the snooze button by that point too.
And I don't want to pile onto this team, and I think
no, because it's pointless.
It is, and I think it's interesting because you bring up Fran, and I think you mentioned it on Friday. He seems to be holding it together better than you would expect him to. But I think it's gotten to the point this year where he realizes, just as we realize, piling onto this team is pointless. I think he realizes that piling onto this team is pointless because it's gotten so bad that maybe you just have to kind of reevaluate the entire team, reevaluate everything that you thought was going to happen with this team and how this season was going to play out, because it's a lost season at this point. This team looks well below average, looks like one of the worst teams in the Big Ten, and nobody really saw that coming.
We'll carry on here in just a little bit, but I have just been handed a bulletin, and I will read it, and we will move on. There is an emergency situation right now in Cedar Rapids around the area of the 8th Avenue, 12th Avenue, and 16th Avenue bridges. Cedar Rapids Police Department is on the scene and handling the situation. They have asked that you avoid the area and utilize the other bridges to cross the river at this time. No further details have been released. Again, the area of the 8th Avenue, 12th Avenue, and 16th Avenue bridges. There is an emergency situation. The Cedar Rapids Police Department is on the scene. They are handling it. and they are asking you to avoid the area and utilize other bridges. No more details have been released at this time. If we get anything, we will pass that along, but do not go to this area to see what is going on. That's what they are asking you not to do. Please stay away. Please let them handle whatever the situation is. And as we have details, we'll pass them along to you. But if you're on or heading toward any of the bridges, 8th, 12th, and 16th Avenue bridges that cross the Cedar River here in Cedar Rapids, please avoid them. 319-366-1600. That is the Hertin and Stocker text line. I want to say one more thing about Hawkeye basketball before we move on. And we'll chat a little bit more with Mac McCausland at 5 o'clock. And later on in the program, I'm sure we'll circle back around to this. Saturday's game brought out a few more of the Fire Fran McCaffrey crowd. Fran McCaffrey's not going anywhere at the end of the season unless Fran McCaffrey wants to go somewhere. And I'm not saying there's any inside information that that's the case, but I'm just saying the only way that Fran McCaffrey's not coaching Iowa next year is if he chooses not to. If you think Gary Barta is going to fire Fran McCaffrey after one down year, I really hate to be the bearer of bad news. It's not going to happen. And if you want me to explain in detail, I certainly can. But Fran McCaffrey's not going anywhere. Not after the season, unless he wants to. Doesn't excuse the fact that the team is playing poorly this year. He certainly deserves much of the consternation from the fan base. If you are upset at Fran McCaffrey, you have every right to be. That's just the way that sports works. But if you think he's going to be fired at the end of this year, then I really, really hate to disappoint you. LowTUSA.com and Mantality. Check that website out if you're a man near the age of 40 who thinks you may be suffering from low testosterone. That manifests itself in many ways. Perhaps you feel as if your memory is dissipating. Maybe you're carrying 10, 15 extra pounds of weight around your midsection. Maybe you're feeling the effects of getting older and slowing down in the bedroom, the libido department. A number of things, and they could all trace back to low testosterone. Mantality can actually treat you and get those natural levels of testosterone back up to where they need to be so that you start feeling like your old self again. They've got a new clinic in North Liberty right between Iowa City and Cedar Rapids. As a matter of fact, you can make an appointment online right now at lowtusa.com. You're going to be dealing with board-certified physicians. They'll take a little blood test if you've got low testosterone. They've got a 90% success rate at getting you treated and back on track to feeling like your normal self. Again, Mantality and lowtusa.com. That's the website you need to check out if you think that could be for you. 423, we'll step aside and take a quick break. When we return, Kyle's going to have your first Midwest One Bank Big Board update of the day, and then in a couple minutes, we'll chat with John Walters, who's in Austin, Texas tonight. The Cyclones, a big upset win over number 8 Texas Tech over the weekend. We'll see if they can keep it rolling against the Longhorns tonight in Austin. That means a 5:30 early out on 1600 AM, by the way, if you are listening to us on our main gym frequency. The Todd Brommelkamp Show with Alex Kuhn continues after this.
There was a time when you knew the name of the grocer, the banker, and the tailor. Simpler days when a rotary telephone was the most advanced communication device anyone had. That's the world Hertin and Stocker Jewelers opened its doors to back in the 1940s. A bustling downtown with friends stopping in to browse, buy, or just say hello. And no matter how busy a shop might be, you are always warmly greeted and well taken care of. Willa Dickens began working with customers in those distant days, and he raised his boys Terry and Tim to understand that it was the way you made people feel that genuinely made a difference. You'll sense it when you step into Hertin and Stocker Jewelers. Even though you'll be surrounded by today's most beautiful jewelry, you'll recognize the lost art of service that has been carefully maintained. Come see what's in those famous windows at Hertin and Stocker Jewelers on the corner of Dubuque and Washington Streets in Iowa City. And be sure to stop in and say hi to Willa, Terry, Tim, and now Kate, one of them, is always there.
You'll find more and more companies in the IT business charging a flat rate to their client each month, but we don't have that here. I'm Patty with Network Computer Solutions. We would never charge somebody just to have a relationship with them, only for services that we provide, because we really value the relationship that we have with our clients.
Call NCS at 247-7223. Network Computer Solutions. They're the missing piece to your IT puzzle.
425, welcome back in. If you're just joining us, we did have a bulletin handed to us a couple minutes ago that there's an emergency situation in Cedar Rapids right now around the area of the 8th Avenue, 12th Avenue, and 16th Avenue bridges. The Cedar Rapids Police Department is on the scene. They are handling the situation, whatever it may be. Details are not known to us at this time. They have asked that you avoid the area and utilize the other bridges at this time. Again, 8th, 12th, and 16th Avenue bridges across the Cedar River here in Cedar Rapids. There is some sort of emergency situation right now, and the Cedar Rapids Police Department is on the scene, and they are asking you to please assist them by steering clear of the area. It is 426. Welcome back in. Todd Brommelkamp Show, along with Alex Kuhn, fresh off. You didn't get much sun out there in California.
It was sunny, but it was not much warmer than it is here right now. It's beautiful.
Let me ask you this. This is something I picked up a couple years ago when I was out there for the Rose Bowl. You like Pacific time? How did your body respond to Pacific time? Because I loved it. I loved waking up at 8 o'clock in the morning.
It was great.
It was technically 10 o'clock in the morning to my body, but I'd wake up, roll over, look at the clock, go, man, 8 o'clock, I got the whole day in front of me.
No, it's great. I've lived in it for a year, and
once you get used to it,
it's not as good. The perk of it is sports do start earlier in the day, which is great. But, yeah, it was nice.
Now,
I was like, man, I'm getting up at 7 o'clock. I'm an overachiever, not realizing that it was actually 9
here
o'clock
is
that I was
the,
waking up at.
Here is the true question. Did anybody while you were in Los Angeles refer to you as Husky?
No, but I could tell that they were looking at me thinking that I was Husky. They were just giving me that look.
Okay,
like, you're a Midwestern Husky person.
Yeah. Well, yeah, you guys must be from Iowa. Well, what makes you say that? Yeah, you're Husky gentleman.
Okay, well, that's just ridiculous.
Yeah.
Who says that?
And that guy thought he was going to be tipped well at the... And you know what? I'm not a big enough jerk to not leave a tip. I just didn't tip him as well as I normally would have. Yeah, people listen to this program go, yeah, Brommelkamp is a jerk. Of course I am, to a certain extent. But I'm still going to leave the guy a tip and know it wasn't a penny or it wasn't a dollar. But you know what? He probably left. He was so naive that he didn't realize that he had offended the entire table. He probably just thought, you know what? A bunch of hick Midwesterners, they have no idea how to tip.
If you call somebody Husky, you better expect the tip is not going to be as good as it should be.
Now, there's an old country western singer, Ferlin Husky. It's about the only time I want to hear that word, unless maybe you're talking about the University of Washington. Let's bring Kyle into the studio. Kyle's a busy cat. He's got your first Midwest One Bank Big Board update of the day. Midwest One, where you're the one.
The Iowa men continue to struggle as they hosted number 3 Purdue on Saturday. The Boilermakers led by 31 at halftime and 37 early in the second half before taking their foot off the gas. They became the fourth team in Iowa's last 5 games to shoot over 50% from the floor and also hit 60% from beyond the arc for a Big Ten single game record 23 pointers. The Hawkeyes dip below 500 for the season and are now 1-7 in the Big Ten. The Iowa women are also on a bit of a skid after losing their third game in a row, falling 77-72 at Minnesota yesterday. Megan Gustafson registered her 19th double-double of the year with 20 points and 10 rebounds, but the losing streak has Iowa outside the top 25 in this week's poll. The Iowa State men bounced back from a bad loss to TCU in spectacular fashion on Saturday, beating number 8 Texas Tech 70-52 at Hilton Coliseum. The defense absolutely put the clamps on as it held Texas Tech to 33% from the floor and its leading scorer to only 10 points. Meanwhile, the Cyclones had 5 players in double figures, led by Cameron Lard with 18. The women were faced with a ranked opponent as well, falling to number 17 West Virginia 69-59. Big 12 Player of the Year candidate Tiana Muldrow had 27 points and 11 rebounds. Maybe the bright spot of the weekend for Iowa athletics came in a loss for the wrestling team at Ohio State. The Hawkeyes lost the meet 22-12, but freshman phenom Spencer Lee, ranked number 6 at 125, upset top-ranked fifth-year senior Nathan Tomasello. And beginning at 5:30, our show is going to be on the FM frequencies only because the Cyclone men are back in action at Texas, and we're going to carry that game on 1600 AM, the historic main gym.
All right. We don't have enough time for me to ask you that question. Remind me, I've got a question for you before 7 o'clock tonight.
That'll be good.
Our number one. You're going to write that down. Thank you. Everybody needs to write things. My wife is always like, you forget everything. Just write it down. Okay. I think, Alex, well, I got a question for you, too. John Walters, play-by-play voice of the Cyclones, with us next.
This bottom-of-the-hour SportsCenter update is brought to you by Linder Tire Service, right on their reputation for integrity and outstanding personal service. Linder Tire in Iowa City, North Liberty, and Grinnell.
4 points of contact. That's all you get with the road. And the pavement really doesn't care if it's wet, snowy, slick, or icy. So when it's time to choose those crucial new tires, get help from the people whose guiding principle has been safe travels on quality tires for 3 generations. Linder Tire Service. They know tires, and they understand exactly what your vehicle needs on wintry Iowa drives. Linder Tire in Iowa City, North Liberty, and Grinnell. Ride on their reputation for integrity and excellent service. LinderTire.com.
ESPN Radio Sports Center.
I'm Christine Lisi. Breaking news, the Bucks have fired coach Jason Kidd. Source told ESPN's Adrian Wojnarowski the move was made based on Milwaukee dropping into 8th in the East, great relationships in the organization, and general non-alignment. Assistant Joe Prunty will be interim coach. ESPN's reporting the relationship between the Spurs and star Kawhi Leonard has cooled due to months of discord centering on elements of treatment, rehab, and timetables for Leonard's return from a right quads injury. GM R.C. Buford denies any issues between the two sides. NFL Cardinals have hired Panthers defensive coordinator Steve Wilks as their new head coach. Wilks, an NFL assistant since 2006, has spent the last 6 years in Carolina. He's a solid hire by Arizona, believes ESPN's Ryan Clark.
This is going to be a job he's going to have to work to build his team, build this team in his image, and he's the right guy to do it because when you look at his pedigree, when you look at his resume, he's a guy, a coach that has seen many different things on many different levels, but has experienced success as an NFL coach in Carolina.
Our Ryan Clark, Wilks has agreed to a 4-year contract with Arizona.
Experience why for nearly a century men have trusted Barbasol for a close, comfortable shave. Whether it's extra moisturizing with vitamin E or soothing aloe, all you have to do is sit back and bask in the glory of your close shave. You're looking good, America. You're shaving with Barbasol.
For many businesses, hiring is tough. You want access to highly qualified candidates fast. And you don't want to sign a long-term contract or pay upfront fees. That's why you need Indeed.com, delivering 6 times more hires than any other job site, according to independent research. Indeed is offering new users a $50 credit to give their first job post premium visibility as a sponsored job. Redeem this offer at Indeed.com/credit. That's Indeed.com/credit. Terms, conditions, and quality standards apply.
Progressive presents Get Pumped. Inspiration to help you do insurance stuff.
Hey, are you just gonna stand there and let people not give you credit for being a good driver? You deserve discounts on car insurance, and that's what Snapshot from Progressive is for. So why aren't you signing up? You need music to get pumped? Hit it! Drum solo! Ow, that hurts my fingers.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Snapshot not available in California, North Carolina, or from all agents.
O'Reilly. Now through January 30th, you could win one of more than 17,000 prizes in the O'Reilly Auto Parts gift card giveaway powered by Valvoline. Stop by O'Reilly Auto Parts today, pick up a game card, and follow the entry instructions to see if you're one of 500 lucky gift card winners each day. No purchase necessary. See O'ReillySweeps.com for official rules and details.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Howdy, folks. Colonel Sanders here. Folks keep asking me how KFC can afford to fit 2 pieces of Kentucky Fried Chicken, taters and gravy, a biscuit, a medium drink, and a cookie into my KFC $5 fill-ups and still sell them for just $5. Well, I saved a little money by only paying for 25 seconds of this here 30-second commercial. KFC, it's finger-licking good. At participating KFCs for a limited time, prices may vary. Tax extra. Extra charge for breast piece and side item substitution may apply.
4:34, welcome back in the Todd Brommelkamp Show along with Alex Kuhn. A reminder, I should say, that the emergency situation in downtown Cedar Rapids right now, the Cedar Rapids Police Department asking folks to avoid three of the downtown bridges, 8th, 12th, and 16th Avenue. CBS 2 is reporting that there is a person in the water in the Cedar River. We don't know anything beyond that, but the Cedar Rapids Police Department is asking you to avoid those areas, and we'll pass along any details when we receive them. But again, CBS 2 is reporting that a person is in the water and there is a rescue effort underway. So please avoid the bridges, 8th, 12th, and 16th Avenue bridges in Cedar Rapids. The Todd Brommelkamp Show with Alex Kuhn continuing on until 7 o'clock tonight, although we will duck out a little early on 1600 AM at 5:30. We'll join up with the Cyclone Radio Network, and that's where our next guest is with right now. John Walters, play-by-play voice of the Cyclones, joining us from Austin, Texas. His appearance sponsored by Craig Adamson, a True Wealth Stewardship partner. And we'll keep it short here, John, because I know you're hitting the airwaves coming up in a few minutes on the Cyclone Radio Network. But thrilling win on Saturday over number 8 Texas Tech at Hilton Coliseum. How did the Cyclones get it done?
Yeah, it was their most complete effort, I thought, of the entire season. Against a really good opponent that was ranked 8th in the country. But just to attention to detail that was lacking against TCU, they were really moving defensively, playing as a team, and took away a lot of what Texas Tech likes to do. And Texas' season low in scoring had been 58. They were held to 52. Beyond that one game, they had been 65 or more in every game. So to hold them to 52 was pretty good. And I think it begins with that under the floor, but they executed pretty well on the offensive end too. And a lot of guys played well, and that was, you know, maybe the most complete team effort that they've had this season, where it wasn't just one or two guys kind of pulling weight. It was really everybody playing well. And it was great to see Zarantelli come off the bench and give him a nice contribution. It really brings some flexibility to the table, being able to defend a guard or a forward. It gives Steve Prohm a lot more flexibility than he had. And so hopefully Talley can continue to play well, because I think he'd be a really valuable piece for Iowa State going forward.
John, how encouraging is it to see that the way the team responded to Coach Prohm really challenging them? Steve Prohm is not a guy who usually gets animated on the sideline. He did in Fort Worth last week. And then the post-game press conference, he seemed really upset with the way his team performed. Then a couple days later, Iowa State comes out with, like you said, the most complete performance of the season.
It was great to see. You know, he really told those guys they need to grow up, is what he said. You know, and he didn't mince words with them. But the big thing is, he's going to challenge them again tonight to now prove that you can do it back-to-back games. You know, because Iowa State, when they've had, they've been pretty good this season when they've gotten in that situation where they kind of laid an egg or had a real clunker. They've come back usually the next game with a real solid effort, and that's great. But now he wants to see it, you know, more sustainable, and to be able to do it two games in a row and come down here to Austin and find a way to beat these guys would be a good evidence of that. So he's challenged him again in a different way in the last couple of days.
What's changed with Texas since New Year's night? Actually, it was 6 o'clock tip off on January 1st. That overtime loss in Ames.
Well, they play Osatkowski more as a small forward than a power forward, although he'll still play that position some. The guy that really hurt them in Ames was 7 made 3-pointers as a stretch four. He's really playing more of a three position now because they've gone big with their starting lineup. You know, obviously the Andrew Jones situation is the biggest thing that's changed. Just a heartbreaking situation that, you know, he played in that game in Ames and scored 8 points, but they thought he had a respiratory infection. And 8 days later, they found out that it was actually leukemia. And so he has been sidelined and will continue to obviously be sidelined indefinitely. But, you know, a lot of prayers are going out for him for a full recovery. And he's a really good player. And that's, you know, a guy that had put his name in for the NBA draft, just tested the waters just to see what the kind of feedback he would get. But it's just a tough, tough situation for everybody. But it's a big loss for them on the basketball floor, too, because he was a really good scorer and a very versatile player. So, you know, they're adjusting to that. Iowa State obviously did not have Hans Brace or Zoran Talley the first time they faced Texas. So Iowa State's roster is, you know, its makeup has changed a bit too. And I think Talley in particular can be a guy that, well, actually both those guys, I think, will be the bench tonight. I mean, Coach Promoli played seven the other day. I would imagine he'll do that again today, and those will be the two guys off the bench. So that's a big difference in the personnel that's on the floor as well. But that was a tight game in Ames, and Iowa State was up eight late and could not hang on. It went to overtime, and Texas found a way to win it. But they have to defend the three-point line much better tonight. Texas is not normally a great three-point shooting team, but that night they were, and they hit a season-high 13, and Iowa State has to take that away a little bit more tonight.
You mentioned the defensive effort against Texas Tech, and there seems to be a fine line between the TCU defensive effort for Iowa State and the Texas Tech defensive effort. Does that just kind of show that it's about focus and intensity with this young team?
Yeah, it does. And I mean, to TCU's credit, they have guys that could pick apart. They're really good in that screen and roll game, especially with Alex Robinson, who was the point guard who had 17 assists and one turnover in that game. You know, Iowa State just could not find answers that night. In Texas Tech, you know, they've had a big injury to deal with, too, with Zach Smith, who's a tremendous all-around player being sidelined. That's a big blow for them. But, you know, I do think Iowa State was better defensively. It just seemed like they took away those driving lanes. They really wanted to keep Texas Tech out of the paint, keep them off the free-throw line. That's where Texas Tech does so much of its scoring. And they did that very effectively. And you know, I guess it comes down to scouting, but I think more than anything, it comes down to just being committed to it on every possession. And I think that's what we saw more of on Saturday.
John Walters, play-by-play voice, the Iowa State Cyclones, joining us for just a few more minutes here on a Monday night. Again, top of the hour, the pregame show starts on 1600 AM. We'll join it at 5:30. Iowa State taking on Texas tonight. And a win tonight, it's two in a row, and then another top 25 opponent comes to Hilton Coliseum, but it's not a Big 12 opponent. Tennessee coming to town this weekend.
Yeah, the SEC Big 12 Challenge. And, you know, there's been some really good Iowa State teams that haven't played the best teams in the SEC in that challenge. And now this year they got probably the best opponent they've ever had in that thing. And on a year when Iowa State's a little bit down and a little bit of a rebuilding year. So would have loved to have caught Tennessee a different year, but hey, it's another rated opponent coming into Hilton Coliseum. Rick Barnes returns, a ton of respect for what he did down here at Texas before going to that Tennessee job. And it'll be fun. You know, those games are fun. It's hard, especially when you're the team that goes on the road in the middle of your conference schedule. I think it's pretty hard to break up your conference and all of a sudden have to travel. And that's what Iowa State's done the last 2 years. But now finally they're back home. Hopefully a great crowd on another Saturday at Hilton Coliseum. And another opportunity to showcase nationally just how strong the Big 12 is, and hopefully the Big 12 really holds its own in the challenge this year.
John, I wanted to ask you about Muhammad Bamba from Texas. He's a highly touted kid who a lot of NBA scouts are seeing, still developing an offensive game. What is he showcasing in his freshman year, and is this just a nice matchup for Cameron Lard, who seems to be improving dramatically in every single game right before our eyes?
Yeah, Bamba's, you know, extraordinarily talented. 7'9" wingspan, the longest of any player in college basketball or the NBA, and second in the nation in block shots, the Big 12 leader in rebounding. He had a good game against Iowa State in Ames. He had 16 rebounds. It was a career high. But I thought Cameron Lard held his own against him and, in fact, outscored him and might have even outplayed him. But he had 21 points and 16 rebounds and three block shots in that game. So Cameron, I think, really did himself a big boost of confidence by performing so well against Bamba. And he's going to have to be sharp again tonight. But Bamba's really, really good. He affects the game. They can play zone with him, and he just stands in the middle and blocks shots, protects the rim. They do play some man also, but and then he's a fairly talented offensive player. He's got a little bit more room for growth on that end of the floor, but there's no doubt in my mind that he's going to be one of the top five players selected in the NBA draft. And, you know, we've seen some of these one-and-done guys through the years in the Big 12 with Michael Beasley or Blake Griffin or Kevin Durant right down here. It's always fun when you get to actually see those guys play in person. And when they walk onto the floor, it just has a different look to it. He is very long, very athletic, and a really, really talented player who's going to have a huge impact in the game one way or the other tonight.
John Walters, play-by-play voice of the Iowa State Cyclones. We promised you we'd keep it short. We'll cut you loose. We know you got to hit the air at the top of the hour, and we'll look forward to our chat with you next Monday, hopefully talking about a couple more Cyclone wins.
Sounds great. Thanks, guys. Thanks for having me.
John's appearance, brief as it was, brought to you by Craig Adamson, a True Wealth Stewardship Partner. And again, Cyclone Radio Network coming to you from Austin, Texas tonight. Shaka Smart and the Longhorns, a 74-70 overtime winner January 1st against the Cyclones in Ames. They look for the season sweep tonight. We will join up with the Cyclone Radio Network at 5:30, so we'll catch the pregame midway through. And then, of course, you'll have tip-off and the entire game, 1,600 AM listeners. That means at 5:30, if you want to listen to the rest of this program, you're going to have to do so on our FM frequencies, 106.3 in Iowa City, 107.5 in Cedar Rapids, and of course, you can also listen online at kgymradio.com, where we stream 24/7. While you're there, vote in our poll question. Are you excited about this year's Super Bowl matchup? Yes or no? It's going to be the Patriots and the Eagles, the underdog Eagles against the team that everybody loves to hate, except for the NFL officials, if you buy into conspiracy theories. Emil's Hideaway bringing you the poll question there on First Avenue Southeast behind Taco John's and next to the Home Depot. We'll talk Hawkeye hoops and more with Mac McCausland. He's set to join us coming up to kick off hour number two. Great giveaways for you tonight as well. And if you missed it on Friday, we've got some news for you today about the return of the KGYM road trip. It's going to be happening this Thursday. When and where? Stick around. We'll tell you more. 4:47, quick timeout. When we come back, you see, you didn't need to write this down. When we come back, I'll ask Kyle a very important question. And before 7 o'clock tonight, how drunk is Robert Kraft? A new segment on the program. Can't guarantee it's going to be a recurring segment, but we will ask you how drunk Patriots owner Robert Kraft is, or was. Do we need to bring... I got to workshop these segments before we bring them to the air, because now the name, I'm second-guessing the name.
Well, if we play
how drunk was, past tense, how drunk was Robert Kraft? That's the new segment. There, problem solved.
I also have written down that you were going to ask me a question.
Yes, okay. We will ask
before 7 o'clock.
Yes, it's going to be like a woodja, because it's going to be one question and it's going to be asked of both of you. 4:48, quick timeout. We return with more of the Todd Brommelkamp Show with Alex Kuhn right here on KGYM after this.
It's hard to get ahead when you start out behind in school debt, looking for a job in a crowded market. Here's a smarter option. There's a place that will pay you to learn for real. You get on-the-job training with classroom instruction and get paid and receive benefits the entire time. The apprenticeship program with Sheet Metal Workers Local 263 is like getting paid to go to school and start a solid career. Find out all about this great way to get ahead in life at smart263.org. smart263.org.
Just like our Cyclones need to have a strategy for today's game, you need to have one for your future. Hi, this is Craig Adamson with True Wealth Stewardship. Come and see us. We'll be happy to show you how to create a solid game plan to beat the IRS's full court press, avoid costly fouls, and minimize turnovers of your hard-earned cash to Uncle Sam. Visit us at TrueWealthStewardship.com.
Securities and advisory services offered through LPL Financial, a registered investment advisor, member FINRA, SIPC. Financial planning offered through True Wealth Stewardship, a registered investment advisor and a separate entity from LPL Financial.
I'm Jay Farner from Quicken Loans. The rate today on a 30-year fixed-rate mortgage is 4.125%, APR 4.36%. But choosing the right mortgage lender involves so much more than just a rate. We've earned 12 J.D. Power Awards for client satisfaction. And we invented Rocket Mortgage, a simpler, hassle-free way to get a mortgage completely online. So choose Quicken Loans, America's number one online lender. Call 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com.
Equal housing lender. NMLSconsumeraccess.org, number 3030.
If you're a small business, first impressions can make all the difference. With Grasshopper, you get all the features of a professional business phone system on your mobile phone. Choose a business phone number, make calls, and send texts. Stay connected and work from anywhere with features like Wi-Fi calling and our desktop app. Set up your account in minutes with no long-term contracts and 24/7 customer support. Make your small business big. Now get $20 off your first month when you visit grasshopper.com/radio. That's grasshopper.com/radio.
The thought of winter coming can be chilling. Knee-deep snow, face-numbing winds, frozen fingers, temperatures below zero. And yet, without a Duralast car battery, it could be even worse. That's why Duralast batteries are tested to perform in harsh conditions. So even if it's 40 below zero, your car can start up like it's 72 and sunny. Duralast, proven tough and only at AutoZone, America's number one battery destination. Get in the zone,
AutoZone. So this house is in a great neighborhood and walking distance from one of the best schools.
And what are they asking?
The asking price is only 24 years of really, really hard work.
Wow, that sounds like a lot.
Well, the house across the road just sold for a few years more.
While other insurance companies just see a house, we see the home you've worked really hard for, so why not give it the protection it deserves?
Tell you what, why don't we offer 23 years with a fast close?
We're gonna need to sleep on it.
Yeah. State Farm. Call an agent today.
4:51. Welcome back in. Hour number one continuing on. Mac McCausland set to join us in a few minutes. We'll talk Hawkeye hoops and more with him. Vikings fans, we have not forgotten about you as much as you probably would like to forget about last night's game at Lincoln Financial Field in Philadelphia. Did you see the Eagles fan who got arrested for punching a police horse?
I think that's 2 weeks in a row, right?
If it happened last week, I was unaware, although it doesn't surprise me. They were putting vegetable oil, Crisco. They were putting Crisco on the light poles in Philadelphia before the game even started so that idiot fans could not climb the poles.
That's smart.
To celebrate. So
I was
imagine more
video.
Than one person probably came home to South Philly last night smelling like Crisco. But
I was seeing some video out of Philadelphia, and it reminded me very distinctly of the Bills Mafia.
The only video I saw was the guy running alongside the train who ran into the post.
That's one I'm speaking of.
And a couple people on Twitter said the post represents the Patriots in 2 weeks at the Super Bowl. But hey, we'll see. The New England Patriots, by the way, have been installed as 6-point favorites over the Eagles, although I saw last night that number had quickly dropped to 5.5. So the early money was coming in on the underdog Eagles, as I believe that tends to happen more often than not with the Super Bowl. I talk any longer, I'm not going to have time to ask you two this question, so I'm just going to throw it out there. The results of the Carl Ernie's pick six are in for this week. Scott Unash, a 4-2 winner. We're in trouble. I don't think our show is going to win this year, which will be a 2-year losing streak for us, and I'm not too pleased about that, but I'm Gary Barta. What can I do? My hands are tied. I'm not going to fire anybody, and I don't know. We'll just cross our fingers and hope for better results next year. You two both owe the rest of the panel lunch, and the pick six ends with the Super Bowl, which is in 2 weeks. So, Kyle and Alex, wins lunch. We got to work on this.
We have to
gentlemen.
Nail down a date. Do we have a calendar in front of us?
Well, the pick six ends in 2 weeks.
Okay.
Technically three if you want to extend it out the week after the Super Bowl, since we would announce a winner on Monday. So the clock's a ticking.
Doesn't matter to me.
Yeah, it doesn't matter to me.
We got the biggest hurdle is finding a time when Mark can come join us for lunch.
Well, you know what? I have his phone number. And you know what? Mark's probably listening right now.
He's a busy guy during the day.
He'll text his availability to both of you.
So, Mark, send us some time, send us some dates, and we can get this done.
Speaking of finding a place to eat, we got a $30 gift certificate to the Field House here in Cedar Rapids that we're going to put in the hands of a lucky listener before 7 o'clock tonight. Could possibly be heading to lunch there at the Field. Our winner is Kyle. No, you can't win the gift certificate, and you can't use it to pay off the pick six either.
I could use my winnings from fantasy football if I ever get that.
You could, and here's the deal on that. I pay out when everybody in the league has paid me.
Oh, no. We still have some stragglers who haven't paid their fantasy football dues?
Yeah. Yep, and that's always been the policy. I pay out when everybody has paid me. Now, I've never not paid anybody. Everybody is eventually paid up. But it might be time to talk to Rocco.
Should we send
We do have the baseball bat that Tyler left behind in the office. So if you see anybody other than me limping around the building in days to come.
We can't just do this the 2018 way and have somebody send out an email to everybody in the office. Hey, pay your fantasy football dues, please.
Far more passive aggressive than that. 4:55, Kyle is in the studio for one reason and one reason only. It's to give you a Midwest One Bank big board update. Midwest One with over 40 locations across the corridor for your banking needs.
The Iowa football program confirmed some departures today. In addition to Matt Quarles transferring to Southern Illinois, wide receiver Adrian Falconer and lineman Lucas LeGrand are no longer listed on the roster. The Iowa men continued to struggle as they hosted number 3 Purdue on Saturday. The Boilermakers led by 31 at halftime and 37 early in the second half before taking their foot off the gas. They became the fourth team in Iowa's last five games to shoot over 50% from the floor and also hit 60% from beyond the arc for a Big Ten single game record 23-pointers. The Iowa women are also on a bit of a skid after losing their third game in a row, falling 77-72 at Minnesota yesterday. Megan Gustafson registered her 19th double-double of the year with 20 points and 10 rebounds, but the losing streak has Iowa outside the top 25 in this week's poll. The Iowa State men bounced back from a bad loss to TCU in spectacular fashion on Saturday, beating number 8 Texas Tech 70-52 at Hilton Coliseum. The defense absolutely put the clamps on as it held Texas Tech to 33% from the floor and its leading scorer to only 10 points. Meanwhile, the Cyclones had 5 players in double figures, led by Cameron Lard with 18. Maybe the bright spot of the weekend for Iowa athletics came when wrestling phenom Spencer Lee, ranked number 6 at 125, upset top-ranked fifth-year senior Nathan Tomasello of Ohio State. Beginning at 5:30, our show is going to be on the FM frequencies only because the Cyclone men are back in action at Texas, and we'll carry that game on 1600 AM, the historic main gym.
I'll pay you twice what you won in fantasy football if you say to Tom Brands' face that an individual win in a loss was the highlight of the week.
It was a bad
week. Only if I could record it. By the way, you watched that? It was on BTN?
I did not, but
Ohio State wrestles aggressive.
Yes,
that's
they do.
That's fun to watch. And I know there's probably some Hawkeye fans out there that were like, hey, that's fun to watch. Spencer Lee is good.
He is.
And Marinelli is good. And Iowa wrestling is good. But Ohio State was more aggressive and the better team yesterday at the Schottenstein Center. We'll have more on that coming up. Mac McCausland is going to join us to talk a little Hawkeye hoops as well. If you've got any questions for Mac, feel free to send them to us on the Hurtin & Stocker text line, 319-366-1600. We will, of course, turn our attention to the NFL and the Super Bowl as well. But hey, Vikings fans, and I'm right there with you, at least we've got a Justin Timberlake concert to look forward to in a couple weeks.
Got a couple Memphis kickers. Everything comes back to Memphis football. I
won on the field goal under bet. Saved me from going one for hour number one in the books. Back with more after this.
When a player doesn't like a contract, what do they do?
They hold out.
They hold out for a better deal. If only you could do that with your